Hi, this is Johnny Griffith.
And this is Nathan Hiltz from GHT.
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Everybody to the very first episode of Orange Grove Radio, the radio show that celebrates the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Every week we'll be featuring some of the best jazz musicians in Canada, giving you the behind-the-scenes scoop on upcoming releases, and we'll even be chatting with musicians who shape the Canadian jazz scene. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and if you want to join the conversation, make sure to tweet us at OG Publicity. First on the docket, we'll be playing a track from Jesse Ryan's acclaimed debut album, Bridges. Released in December of 2020, Bridges is an eclectic and honest offering that straddles both jazz and Afro-Caribbean traditions, a true celebration of cultural, rhythmic, and expressive connections between North America and the islands of the Caribbean. There's this quote by Jesse that I absolutely love, where he says, "Good music is always a bridge. It connects people, places, and cultures, and is a pathway of opportunity for both the creator and the listener." We're about to listen to the very first track on the album, which features Jesse Ryan on sax, Andrew Marzotto on guitar, Ewan Farcombe on piano, Mark Rogers on bass, David Richard on drums, and, fun fact, Jesse traveled all the way to the island of Tobago to do field research and record the Mount Colane Tambourine Band, as they're featured on this track too. This is Big Old Shoes, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
10 years have passed since the Emmy and Roussel trio produced their very first album. In that time, the band has become an unstoppable force on the Canadian jazz scene. In fact, the trio's latest release, Rythme de Passage, was just nominated for a Juno for Best Jazz Album of the Year Group. Woohoo! The dawn of the new decade finds this trio re-energized and inspired, ready to begin a new chapter. United as a single, indivisible musical core, they're ready to share new music inspired by their long journey together. The music on Rythme de Passage, their fifth album, is like a conversation. It's in turn quiet, agitated, and passionate. It is a testament to the group's strength of spirit and an important milestone in the band's collective history. This is Yahtzee Club by the Emmy A. Roussel Trio, featuring Nicolas Bédard on bass, Dominique Cloutier on drums, and Emmy A. Roussel herself on piano. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that brings you the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Next up, well, we're featuring something special. It's Toontown. Toontown features Artie Roth on bass and Kelly Jefferson on saxes, and who is normally the man behind the drums you'll be hearing on the bass clarinet on this track. That's right, that's Orange Grove Publicity's CEO, our very own Ernesto Cervini. Toontown just released their sophomore album, Entering Utopia, on March 19th and have been receiving praise from all over the world. The track that we'll be listening to today, Blue Gardenia, was brought to the group by Kelly Jefferson. The arrangement was born out of a series of rehearsals and performances. I just love that about jazz, how you can bring something to the table and it can transform and change over time. The addition of the bass clarinet, played by Cervini, was the final touch. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and this is Blue Gardenia by Toontown. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Next up, we're going to be listening to a brand new track by Curtis Andrews off his newly released album, Speaking Hands. Though recorded on the cusp of and during the 2020 pandemic, Andrews says this is far from a COVID record. The seeds were sown over the past 11 years of travel, study, collaboration, and exploration, both abroad and at home, with and without. We're about to be listening to Afraid Not by Curtis Andrews, featuring Meredith Bates on violin, Jared Burrow on electric guitar, Robin Lane on vibraphone, Kristen Nasso on trumpet, David Spittle on electric bass, and of course, Curtis Andrews on drum set and percussion. When I was a kid, I loved going to the arcade, specifically the one found in the movie theater. So it brought me a lot of joy to find out that the Griffith Hiltz Trio not only named their latest album Arcade, but actually borrowed soundscapes from classic 80s video games and movie themes. What? That is so, so cool. I find this so interesting that you know I had to have Nathan Hiltz and Johnny Griffith as our very first interview guests on Orange Grove Radio. So here's our interview. I'm here with Johnny Griffith and Nathan Hiltz from the GHT Trio. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Jenna Marie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to answer some questions. I love the new album, and I just couldn't wait to have you as our first guest on the show. So without further ado, I am dying to know what inspired you to record an album with a theme of arcades.
Well, I guess, I don't know how many years ago, I got a synthesizer from a friend and just started playing around with it. And it sort of instantly was like a time transporting device. And I don't know, some other interviews we've talked to, and a guy talked about COVID and how people are sort of looking back and all that stuff. So I don't know if it was part of the pandemic or the sounds itself of the instrument, but it just sort of, you know, I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s. And, you know, sounds of synthesizers were everywhere. So, TVs, you know, movies, arcades, everywhere. And it just instantly transported me back. So, and I know Nathan really likes video games too. And we just kind of went with the sounds of the instruments. And that's sort of the direction that it took us.
I think like shows like Stranger Things kind of help too, like that sort of throwback vibe. I think that's kind of in the air right now. And we've always kind of had a throwback vibe because we're sort of old. So I think that we're just sort of drawing on sort of the current vogue in a way, but reaching into our own pasts, you know?
I read that you guys even used like some recordings or some field recordings of arcades or video games. Is that true?
Well, I used actual video game machines. So there was, you know, as the interludes between songs, those were all made on video game machines. So some of them were sampled. You know, I recorded the sounds from my actual Nintendo. Some of them I bought a cartridge to stick into the Nintendo or my Atari, to turn it into a keyboard. So I used the actual, you know, video game machines to make the little interludes in between the song.
So it kind of took like our musical ideas from GHT and then put them into these old synthesizers. Really, really cool to hear our music played that way. And Johnny definitely is the genius behind all that stuff.
Okay, so the last question that I have, and I am just dying for somebody to elaborate on this amazing quote by Johnny, which says, "This is our midlife crisis album. I can't afford a motorcycle, but I can make music."
Yeah, that I guess that kind of even goes back to that first question. You know, I guess playing music, I never really noticed because it's been my job. I've never had another job. You know, I teach it at a school, but post-secondary school, but you know, that's still just playing saxophone all day. I don't teach any theory classes. It's all performance. And one day I just kind of woke up and my beard was gray. And I was like, I guess I'm old. And like I said, the sounds of those synthesizers were just kind of, you know, soothing. They brought me back in time to a place of comfort. And, you know, not a rich guy, so I guess my midlife crisis is playing synthesizer music and watching Drew Barrymore movies.
Which Drew Barrymore movies?
Well, I like them all. Especially, you know, I like
Charlie's Angels, man. Oh,
that's good. But
the 90s?
I like 51st Dates.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite one, for sure. And Wedding Singer is good, but, you know, Drew Barrymore and I are the same age, so E.T. also. Yeah, I love that one. Just what, because you know, just seeing her as a little kid.
She's definitely a lady from the 80s, right?
Yeah. She's a lady from the 80s, that's for sure.
So would you say that that song is dedicated to Drew Barrymore?
It is today.
It is today. Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm.
This is the GH Trio.
And you're listening to Ladies from the 80s.
On Orange Grove Radio. Thank you.
really took me back, not gonna lie. Felt like I was back at the movie theater playing Dance Dance Revolution and pretending like the real reason I was there was not just to eat popcorn, but to do some physical activity through the art of guided dance. This next artist I have a story about. So, in the summer of 2019, I went to go see Cécile McLaren-Salvant perform at Kerner Hall. I was really, really excited to see one of my favorite jazz vocalists of all time perform. But I was also surprised and thrilled to see that Toronto's very own Ethan Ardelli's band was opening for Cécile. It was an incredible performance, and I have been a fan ever since. That same year, Ethan Ardelli released his debut album, The Island of Form, and we're going to be listening to Agua by Ethan Ardelli, featuring Luis Denis on alto saxophone, Chris Donnelly on piano, Devin Henderson on bass, and of course, Ethan Ardelli on drums. This is Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. If you'd like to join the conversation, tweet us at OG Publicity. You could also chat with us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. This is episode one, and I just cannot wait to bring Canadian jazz to you every single week. So buckle in, people. Things are about to get super exciting. Next up, we're going to be talking about Sarah Jerram's Dream Logic. The band name Dream Logic was conceived during a late-night post-recording session 2018 band hang, each band member discussing their mutual love of David Lynch's work and his influence on their music. This mutual influence and energy shaped the group's artistic direction moving forward. Dream Logic is the latest album from Canadian vocalist Sarah Jerram. Following the release of her critically acclaimed albums The Yates Project and Illuminations, Dream Logic showcases Jerram's formidable skills as a songwriter, composer, lyricist, and improviser. Yeah! The list goes on and on. An adventurous and exciting crossover project, Dream Logic draws its sound from jazz, folk, and pop music, and deals with themes of hope, grief, infertility, and love. You're listening to the newly released Accolade Parade from Sarah Jerram's Dream Logic, featuring Rob McBride on bass, Jeff Luciani on drums, and Harley Card on guitar.
Almost a scream. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. We'll be back at the same time, same place next week, and we can't wait to connect with you again. If you have a story, fun fact, or question, tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. And you can find me at Jenna Marie Live on all social media. We're going to be ending the show today with the music of somebody who's very near and dear to our hearts, the one and only David Restivo. David Restivo is one of Canada's most respected and influential jazz artists. He is a three-time winner of the National Jazz Awards Pianist of the Year Award, and he is listed in the current edition of Canadian Who's Who. He is well known for his work with Rob McConnell's Boss Brass and Tentet, the Mike Murley Quintet, and legendary songwriter Mark Jordan. With Arancina, his third album as a leader, Restivo has further solidified his reputation as one of Canada's top pianist, composer, and bandleaders. Arancina was released at the beginning of the year in January 2021 and features Jim Vivian on bass, Elisa Falk on drums, and special guest Vaughn Fritzen on vocals. Spanning a lifetime of travels and tribulations, this album explores the transitivity of home in all of its forms. With each track, Restivo illustrates his journey through a diverse landscape of food, language, and culture, all the while discovering how the elements have come together to form his own sense of self. Closing the show is David Restivo's It's You or No One. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. See you next week. Bye-bye.